Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, we're back. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live today at Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Come check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Hugh, it is awesome here. The food is awesome. The drink specials and the Sundays, including Zero Sunday, which you was not
Zero.
I was like Zorro's.
It looked like you said, I can't see. But it's a Sunday. It's no alcohol in it.
Ice cream.
But they got some good drinks, though. They got the one. What is that?
What's your favorite one on the menu here?
Well, I was told that, you know, since I'm, you know, I like you know, my liquor straight most of the time. I was told that the Bananas Foster Old Fashioned is pretty good. It's Howlerhead Banana Whiskey, because, I'm a whiskey drinker.
You are a whiskey guy.
House-made brown sugar. Vanilla simple syrup. And black walnut, what's that, bitters? Bitters garnished with banana chips. I guess the banana is the bitter. I guess it's like the bitter,
it sounds,
bitter chocolate.
It sounds good, yeah.
First up, we got
crap pepper.
Yeah.
Who back there laughing at me? Don't be laughing at me.
Well, no, that was from the clip, Rhea in the background.
Somebody back there
It was Rhea in the clip.
Heart. Yeah, that's right.
Well, maybe we got to laugh to keep from crying here with the Eagles situation. Look, all they do is win, which is really what
we
all care
about. No
matter what. But this is nonsense. The A.J. Brown situation on the stream last night, calling it a bleep show here, talking about showing 11 love. The only stats he gets are on Madden, and, of course, he would drop himself or no pick him up on a fantasy team. So that's all out there. Now, where do you come down? And we're going to hear the Sirianni replay from this morning coming up in a few minutes. He was asked about the whole Brown situation and what he said. Chuck in Mount Airy up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Giglio, what's the dealio here?
What's
Chuck,
up, man?
What's up?
Hey, listen, man, I got the unpopular decision here with this situation that's going on. You know, listen, you know, I love the Eagles just as much as anybody do. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a little cold, head cold. But what I'm saying is this, right? You know, at the end of the day, this ain't no shut up and dribble type situation. You know what I mean? Without A.J. Brown, you know, help building what the Eagles have right now, we wouldn't have a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Hurts wouldn't have a Super Bowl MVP. You know what I mean? So my thing is this. I see it from all points of the situation. And do I just want the guy to win the ring this year? Yes. I also want him to be, you know, in the right headspace, man. You know, this guy contributed a lot to Philadelphia, man, since he's been here. And the way we talking about him, he's like, shut up and dribble. Shut up and deliver this. You know, these big corporations just tell you, like, the little worker don't got no voice. And I ain't with that, man. You know what I'm saying? He not happy, you know what I'm saying, with his role, and I get it. The guy has a family to feed. You know, he wants his next contract. You know what I'm saying? To be, you know, Jay's going to get all his endorsements. You know, this guy, you know, he ain't going to get none of that if everything, you know, keeps going the way that it is. You know, and I can see his frustration. He want to be a Hall of Famer. And it ain't all about just shut up and get out on the field and play for the Eagles. Shut your mouth and just help us win another Super Bowl. Like, that's just the most selfish, ignoramus, no comments that I ever heard in my life. The guy has feelings. He's a human being. And people who have feelings and are human beings, whether you're at your local job or on the football field, you should be able to express those things. You know, he ain't out here TO-ing it, you know, or doing things like that and acting a fool. They still winning. But, I mean, to get 3 receptions or 2 receptions the other night is ridiculous. He didn't even look the guy way. When I watched Jalen Hurts, he didn't look the guy way. And when it takes 2 men to come together, why can't Jalen go to the guy, too, and try to make this work? You know, I mean, why did Jalen get a pass on this? You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, he could, Chuck. And maybe, look, we don't know. Maybe he has. No, maybe he has behind the scenes. Chuck, we don't know. I mean, I'd let you go back to last year. Brandon Graham said that. Like, the two of those guys have to talk.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, I'm hearing a lot of people coming at AJ. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the guy feel like his season, and it is. You know what I mean? He's one of the most talented wide receivers in football. And you know, not throw the ball to the guy all game the other day, and then at the end of the game, you decide to want to go to him. You know, it's ignoramus. It's stupid, man. And all people out there who just say, just shut up and dribble, shut up and go out on the field. You know, you guys are garbage, man. Because people got feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? And people should be able to express themselves at times, man. It ain't just about the football field, man. You know what I'm saying? I love the Eagles as well as anybody. But this dude got feelings, man. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't wrong for the way he feel.
Now, so he can feel however he wants, but there's a way to express it. And Chuck, man, good phone call. He could feel all these things, and he could feel anything he wants. And I'm sure he wants the football. And I think a lot of people want him to get the ball more than two times.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jared Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But, like, there's productive ways and adult ways to go about being annoyed, right? Like, you're annoyed at work, you don't go on a stream and yell about it. You go talk to the people that are responsible for it. The head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, right? Those are the three?
Yeah.
The Twitch streamer, Janky Rando Rondo, is not the guy.
Janky John Markle?
No, that's not it. We're a guest of John Marco's restaurant. All right, but before we go any further, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. He was on this morning, and as part of this, asked about the AJ situation. Here it was, the replay this morning of Nick Sirianni on with the morning show, and then we'll right back to all your phone calls.
The now 7-2 head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, congratulations. Major victory the other day. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you think in these terms. I thought it was one of your more important regular season wins of your now five-year tenure. Do you think in those terms, maybe not during it, but afterwards, do you reflect upon that one was really big for playoff implications, you know, and everything it represents?
You know, when we stay week to week and game to game and meeting by meeting, you don't think that way. But I do know that team is a really good football team. That's a really good football team. Really good coaches and really good players all over the field. They've won at a sustained, you know, Matt's done a great job of sustaining the success there through two different quarterbacks, which, you know, my hat's off to him. And so, and we played at Lambeau Field, you know, tough place to play and, you know, to go in there and get a win. Man, those feel good. But you know, that lasts for the night. And that night was quick, and we were right back at it and getting ready for this one.
Sure are. Getting ready for in a short week for Detroit.
Quick and cold.
Nick, after the game, you know, at the post-game press conference, you stood by the 4th and 6 with 33 seconds left, you know, the decision. Sometimes coaches, upon reflection, continue to stand by a decision. Sometimes 2 or 3 days later, they'll say, could have done and should have done that one different. As you now have had a few days, do you think it was the right call in the moment or not?
I still do, guys. I do. You know, we were playing to win that football game and keep our offense out there on the field. Hey, you know what you have to? What you really have to do is you have to go through the process and make your decisions off of process and make your corrections off the process. You can't be like, well, the result wasn't there. Like, because sometimes on fourth down you're going to get it, and sometimes you're not. You know, the result. you know, wasn't what we wanted. But was the process right? Absolutely, 100%. And I get it. Like, when a fourth down decision, when we make a fourth down play, you know, great, great. When a fourth down decision and we don't get it because, you know, for whatever reason it may be, right, I got to live with that. And it's going to be on me. And that's the job of a head coach. And I get that there'll be debate. So that's why I got to do what I think's right in that moment. And that doesn't mean you don't go back and rethink it. You do that with every, I go back through every time after every game and look at, should I have went for two in this one? Yes or no. Should I have went for it or not went for it? Fourth down on this one. We watch this every Tuesday. Yes or no. Hey, how did we play 2 minute? How do we play 4 minute? All those different things. And so, yeah, in that moment, I thought that was the right decision. We get it. And, you know, we take a knee, or we wouldn't even have to take a knee after that because the clock would have been running still. So unless we had went out of bounds or anything like that. So, that was the decision I made, and I stick by that decision. And, you know, and we'll continue to work to get better in everything that we do.
Coach, why were you saying on the sideline? Why?
I say a lot of things on the sideline. If I have to get into everything I say after a play, man, I don't think I want to open that can of worms of like, hey, why'd you say this after that? Why'd you say that after that? You know, obviously the result, all of us were frustrated with the result. And so, you know, it didn't work right there. Like I said, though, I think the decision and the process was right.
Was that an audibilization situation where Jalen and AJ had the ability to take that and take control, and it just didn't work?
On that fourth down right there, you know, anytime we're planning a play, like a fourth down decision, so critical.
Sure.
Obviously, I'm highly in tune with the play that we're going to call in a fourth down scenario, and really all the plays, and we're doing on everything. I'm the head coach, so
yeah. I was highly in tune with punting in that scenario.
As was I.
Yeah. Hey, and you probably would have been highly in tune of punting in a fourth down in the NFC Championship game. I get it. Like that happens. Like,
that's true.
I go for it a lot, and our guys succeed a lot in that moment. And you're entitled to your opinion. There's no doubt. And I know you guys need things to debate there. So, you know, but yeah, no, I knew exactly what the call was. We knew what the call was. And does Jalen have ability to do things at the line of scrimmage? Of course he does. But in that particular moment, that's what we called. And hey, the result, it didn't work, the result. So, but the process in my mind was the right process.
So, today, you know, there was news at 1:30 in the morning. I'm sure you heard a little something about it. How does it make you feel when you hear that A.J. Brown said something seemingly disparaging about your offense?
Yeah, I mean, you can, again, when there's obviously ability to debate what he meant or what he said, or, hey, why did you say why there? Like, listen, you go with your interactions with guys on a daily basis and not what people are, I don't want to say, you know, not what is it, not predicting, but, you know, interpret, you know, speculating or anything like that. So, you know, again, we're going to continue to try to get better on offense. You know, and we played a great game on defense. And, but we are in tune to what's going on here and the relationships that we have in here and the process that we have in here, and AJ's all in.
Nick Sirianni with us as he is every week, typically on Tuesdays, today on Wednesday, 2 days after that Monday night win. Squad now 7-2. Nick, a conundrum I feel for fans, I hear it a lot, is a lot of people think that you and Kevin, as play designers, play callers, too conservative, think that Jalen, too conservative, and yet the team almost always wins. And so congratulations and credit to you for, you know, almost always winning. But I'm curious, do you feel at times that you and Jalen at times are too conservative? That a 10-7 win, while impressive to win the game, could have been 20-7 if you play it different. Do you feel at times you're too conservative?
we could have won 40-7, and we're going to look for ways to get better. That's just the way we are. And so, you know, again, the goal is to win each and every game in that period. And we know there is debate. We have to do media a lot, right? And I know our guys have social media and be able to see some of this stuff. And, you know, our goal is to win every single game and not get entrapped by, you know, what other people's expectations are for us, you know. And so, you know, we do a great job of taking care of the football. And that ball is in Jalen's hands at all time. Now, I know we had the one turnover. Guy got a good punch on the football.
Yeah.
But Jalen's incredible taking care of the football. And I think we've pushed the ball down the field 20-plus stuff, 20-plus yard plays at a high rate in the league too. So, you know, again, and then in moments where you run it on, you know, on the third down that you guys are referring to here, you know, those are played each every game differently, right? There was different ways that they were playing us in that game that a run was going to be just as good as a check.
I liked your explanation of that.
Over the top.
I liked your explanation of that, Coach. Against too deep with those weird looks at a run, at least you knew the way you wanted to block it. You're getting the ball to the same guy.
Hey, and
so
we were close.
You were close to breaking some.
I think some people forget some of the ones of the long runs that we've hit in those moments to get first. You know, for example, the one that pops to my mind right now is 3rd and 19 against Jacksonville last year at the 19-yard line. Saquon housed it. So, you know, and then some teams in those scenarios, you know, and we have these plays in every once in a while, do a screen. And then some plays in those areas, they do something where they run everybody off and start to block them. And they dump it to the back on a little, you know, escort play or however you want to say that. And so those are all different ways that you go. But I think when you look at it, it's like, well, they ran. Well, those are similar to runs too. And a check down is similar to a run. So, hey, I get it though. Like we understand that there's always going to be debate, and that's why you have to, and that's why me as a head coach or coaches, you know, we have to do in the moment what we think's right to win the football game, period, because we know there, you know, we throw it down the field and something happens there, it's an incomplete pass, or we're bunting back up, that's going to be debated too. Hey, it's the job we signed up for, and it's the job that we love, we understand there'll be debate.
It's just so different. My teams that I played for, our coaches, when we would get into two-minute offense at the end of every half, it was get out of bounds, we got to stop the clock, we got to get downfield with the pass and score points, any amount of points. And when you guys don't do that, it feels like squandered time, squandered opportunity. Like we're not getting everything out of the offense that we could.
Sure. I can tell you this. At the end of halves, unless the time is limited, we're always going to try to score. We're always trying to go to score. And I think that if you look back at the history of us being here in 2 minutes, you would see that. That doesn't mean that when you don't get a couple, you don't get meaningful, because this has happened a couple times this year that, you know, we're on our way to go try to score. The drive doesn't start right. And then you're like, okay, well, now it's time to do this. Like, you got to look at
then it's ejection seat on
picture.
The drive.
Yeah. You got to look at the whole picture and not just say, oh, well, they ran it on this one right here. Well, we ran it on that one in this game for a reason, right? We didn't have a chance. We didn't feel like we had a chance of scoring more. We didn't want to have to punt in that scenario. Mm-hmm. So we ran our play where we throw it up and throw it out of bounds to waste the time, which is really good execution by our guys, so we didn't have to punt. But we always, make no mistake about it, in a 2 minute drill, we're always going down there to try to score, and unless there's something that tells us, you know, not to with the time remaining, or, you know, where it's not going the right way, and you do concede at one point.
Yeah,
sure. Hey, Nick, let's talk about your defense. I mean, they were the star of stars the other night. So I know you're careful in comparisons to last year. I get it. But do you feel that your defense now with new players and guys back from injury and Jalen Carter playing better, do you feel as a coach that, hey, I might have a defense now that's comparable to last year for the remainder of this season?
You know, again, yeah, like you said, I'm not gonna get into that, or you know, this looks like that. It's I know that rush and that D line were humming on Monday night, weren't they?
Yeah,
that was fun to watch.
It
was fun to watch, and you know, the energy that they brought. You know, Jalen Phillips, you know, has a great energy out there and a great relentlessness out there, and the whole D line as a whole, getting BG back, man. Celebrating with BG on the sideline is one of my favorite things to do. He has got so much energy. And Nolan back, and Jalen's playing really well. And Jalen Carter, you know, playing his ass off in that game. And Morrow, you know, I know everyone saw the clip of Morrow talking about what preparation that
inside zone right here, here, inside zone.
Isn't that awesome? You know,
it's amazing. And it was. And you stopped him.
And it was. We got that. You know, we talked about that all week. Is that, you know, because that back's a really good player.
He's offset that.
Yeah, and he's a really good player. So to be able to stop his feet and make him change, you know, so he can't just hit a hole, was huge. And then to get that knockback by, you know, Jalen Carter and Jalen Phillips on the opposite side, to really squander that play. And then and then you just saw the relentless effort of our defense. You know, Reed Blankenship comes down. From the safety spot, and he meets the guy. You know, I think he was the one who caused the fumble as I looked at the TV copy, and then he recovers it. And so we just had so many guys the ball. It was fun. It was fun watching.
You guys smacked people
all around. Yeah, the physicality of that game we knew was going to be big, and our guys answered the bell.
Hey, Nick, congrats not only on a big win, but if we can now call this the first half of the year, I don't even know what the first half is anymore. Halftime of the last game.
I guess it would have been past. Right at halftime would have been the first half, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, actually, then your record would be 6-2-1,
yeah.
Because you were tied.
Yeah, it was 0-0 at half, right? That's
Nick,
right.
All jokes aside, congratulations not only on a big win, but a 7-2 record through a tough schedule is certainly something. Good luck versus Detroit. It's another great, intriguing matchup. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Nick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you got
coach.
It. There he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
All right. There it was this morning. Nick Sirianni on with the morning show. There was some good stuff in there. Right? Richie asking him, why did he say
the reporter, John Richie.
John Richie trying to get to the bottom
back
of things.
For that Jair thing.
Asking about the AJ stuff, of course. Nick didn't sound super happy when the phone call happened.
No, he's like, Lord have mercy, I got to deal with this.
You know why? Because he saw what his wide receiver was saying overnight.
Ooh, that was a rough one.
Yeah, and that's why we should not be okay with this, and we should be tired of it. Tired of it.
But you're tired of it, but you got to deal with it.
So. I don't.
I mean, we do.
Well, I could yell about it. But
yeah, we're going to do that regardless.
That's absolutely right. 215-592-9494. That's a hopper. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. And after a week off for the bye week, you know what's back? The world-famous QB Power Rankings, top 10 quarterbacks in pro football as of right now. Last time we did this, you had Stu Puntley on your list?
Yes, I did.
Who may never start a game in the league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, wait till you see this list.
Oh, jeez. All right, Hughes quarterback list. I'll have mine as well. Top 10 quarterbacks in pro football as we enter week 11. And all your phone calls. We'll get back to the phone calls as well as we fire Hugh Douglas. 215-592-9494. We're live from Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same game parlays from points to rebounds to threes and assists. FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live all in one easy to use app. And right now, it's a perfect time to join. New customers get $150 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Keith Schroeder Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.